well, like vary in size. Is that like that?
A crab.
Yeah, that's one, but this is another kind. And it's got, when you pick it, you have to pull off its legs and squeeze.
I know what. I'll have to tell you about my daughter before she went out yonder, and my daughter-in-law was living in Brunswick. Their husbands was working in the shipyard. Now, what are they called? And they went out and caught, weren't crab, was it? Went out and caught a whole lot, and they were going to cook them. They wanted them cooked, and they said you had to boil them in water before you could dress them. Mm-hmm. And they said, put them on while they were alive and drop them in that water and boil them. And they put them on some. They'd never cooked any before, and they both were sewing. And they was back in the room sewing, said director, they heard something just bump, bump, bump in the kitchen. They went in there, and then things had all crawled out on the floor. And they were scared to pick them up, and they still laugh about it. And they took their scissors and pick them up with scissors. I said, poor things. They said, we'll never cook no more. I don't remember.
I guess those must have been crabs crawling out like that.
That must have been the crab.
That's funny.
Oh.
Well, what about the little things that sort of turn pink, I think, when you cook them?
Don't oh, yeah. Shrimp.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you ever eat those?
Oh, yeah.
And how do you fix them when you...
Well, my husband likes them just dropped in water and boiled and then peel them and put salt and pepper on them. But they make delicious shrimp salad and shrimp perlo.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
And how do you make shrimp perlo?
Well, it's cooked with rice and tomatoes, and it makes good salad. Shrimp salad is good, too.
Uh-huh.
But that perlo is cooked with tomatoes and rice and the shrimp. I don't fix it, but my daughter-in-law does. Because Wallace don't like it. The only way he cares much about them is boil them. I like them fried.
Mm-hmm.
I like
oh, yeah,
good fried shrimp.
Yeah, they're good like that, too.
And my son, he goes down to the coast and buys a lot of them and brings them up and puts them in the freezer. We enjoy them. Don't I enjoy them when somebody else cook them.
So many things are so
yeah,
nice that way.
Yeah.
What do you call the things that live around the water, and you hear them sometimes at night? You
know, frogs.
Okay. And do you call them something different if they live on land from if they live in the water?
Well, the bullfrogs live in the water, and the spring frogs, a lot of times they're on the outside. Of course, they're in water too.
Mm-hmm.
And these old black frogs that stay around the gardens and about. Just frogs.
Okay.
They eat insects in the garden, they say.
Mm-hmm. What about a little green frog that makes a sort of a chirping noise?
Well, that wouldn't be a spring frog.
It might be. I'm not familiar with these at all.
Well, there's a little green frog that I see around the porch once in a while when it rains a lot that comes in. There's one sitting on the back of the rocker the other day. But other than just little frog, I don't know the name.
Okay. What about a toad frog or a hop toad?
Well, now that's the kind that's around the gardens, is a toad frog.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you tell me about...